Michael Crabtree maybe hasn't had the impact that a lot of people thought. I'm sorry, not Michael Crabtree. Justin Blackman. My apologies. What? How long has it taken you guys to you know, maybe find a rhythm, a connection with each other?
Well, it's a constant process. And we've only had a limited amount of time to work together, and that process is continuing on through this year. Week in, week out, we're working on that and getting better, and we're taking steps in the right direction.
Can you quantify the impact of not having MJD?
Oh, well, anytime you lose a perennial Pro Bowler and a great guy in the backfield like Maurice, it's never a positive. But Rashad's done a great job. He carried the workload throughout training camp and in the preseason, so he knows what to expect. And he had a great game last week, and we're just looking for that out of him on a consistent basis.
How has your learning curve gone? I mean, are you where you expected to be?
Yeah, and having to learn the new offense this offseason, it took time and effort to learn it and to not miss a beat. And that's how this whole team's mindset was, that we were behind the eight ball because we had to learn a new system. But once we picked it up and started executing it on a daily basis, we've taken off, and our grasp is extremely solid of our offense.
How do you and your teammates feel about your coach's no celebration policy?
About the what?
The no celebration policy when you score touchdowns?
Well, it's not a no celebration policy. You celebrate with your teammates, and you hand the ball to the referees, because we donate $500 to the Ronald McDonald House, and any money that we can donate, Coach Malarkey donates, and then I believe our owner matches that. So anything that we can do to help out kids and families in need, we're willing to do. And that's a great cause and a great idea by Coach.
What are the Lions getting in Mike Thomas?
Mike's a solid player, and it's unfortunate that he's not on our team anymore, but that's just part of the business. He's a guy who can stretch the field vertically and is a fast athlete.
And just the fact that you lose him, you know, in the week that you play the Lions, how disconcerting is that he could help them in their game plan preparation?
Well, it's just part of the business. There's a deadline. There's a trade deadline, and you never want to see a friend leave, but you have to understand that things happen like that.
What have you thought of the play at Cecil Shorts this year? Why have you guys, had so much success so far?
He's been doing a great job, and he's working extremely hard in practice, and that's the way he's worked since he's gotten here, and it's great to have him out there and watching him make plays.
What's the biggest change in your offense from last year to this year with the new scheme?
Well, the terminology is different, of course, and that's different from coach to coach. And there's little nuances here and there that are different, but for the most part, every offense in the NFL runs similar concepts.
What is your assessment of the Lions defense at this point in the season?
Oh, they're extremely talented, and they have a great front four, which they rely on to get a pass rush on the quarterback. So we have our hands full this week. And we know that, and they're extremely talented. I know they've been a little banged up in the secondary, but they've still been making a lot of plays.
You guys have lost four straight. What's the? How are you guys staying positive in the locker room over there?
Well, the biggest thing is you want to see consistent improvement week in and week out. And albeit we're not winning games, there are positives that we can take out of each game. But you never want to get used to losing. Everybody still has that sick feeling in their mouth, but at the same time, you just got to keep chipping away, coming to work every week with the same attitude and the right mindset.
Before the season, there was a lot of talk about Jacksonville fans not exactly coming out and fully supporting the Jaguars. What's the fan support been like this year for you guys?
Oh, it's been phenomenal. We have a great fan support. They're eager for us to win, and we're eager to show them that we can. We got to start doing that more on a consistent basis, but they're very supportive and an energetic fan base.
Any concerns that this franchise may move in the near future?
What'd you say?
Any concerns the franchise may move in the near future?
Oh, no. We're here in Jacksonville, and we're here to stay.
There's been a lot of rumors about, your team trying to acquire Tim Tebow. How would you feel about him joining you in the quarterback battle over there?
I wouldn't consider it a battle at all. Whatever moves, I guess, people want to make. But I think we're pretty satisfied here at quarterback.
What was the biggest difference last week in how you guys played against Green Bay? Why did you have that type of success, do you think? And why haven't you been able to have that type of success so far this year?
I think we executed more on a consistent basis, and that's what you look for week in and week out. But at the same time, we still left too many points out on the field. We left too many plays out there, and that's why the outcome of the game wasn't in our favor. But we did make more plays. But at the same time, we still got to work on being mentally sharp throughout the four quarters, and not just making easy mistakes.